KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Straight up at 8 o'clock, we have a mostly clear sky here in Atlantic, 11 degrees above zero. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 28. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you this hour by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. In Southwest Iowa news, officials of the Iowa DCI and Creston Police are conducting an investigation into a suspicious death in Creston. Authorities say at around 8:17 p.m. Wednesday, the Union County Dispatch Center received a call about a welfare check at a residence at 300 East Montgomery Street, apartment number 3 in Creston. And upon arriving and entering the residence, Creston police discovered the body of a deceased male who was identified as 45-year-old Paul Allen Scheel. The body was transported to the state medical examiner's office in Ankeny for an autopsy. The death investigation is being treated as suspicious at this time. And authorities say if you have any information regarding Scheel, you're asked to contact the Union County Law Enforcement Center at 641-782-8402. Authorities say this is an ongoing investigation that's being worked jointly by the Creston Police Department and Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation. The Cass County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that on February 9th, deputies arrested 47-year-old Mark Allen Schmidt of Omaha on a charge of OWI second offense. Schmidt was taken to the Cass County Jail and released later that day on his own recognizance. On February 10th, 41-year-old Patrick William Hillard of Atlantic was arrested on a charge of driving while revoked. Hillard was brought to the Cass County Jail and released the next day on his own recognizance. Authorities said also that on February 13th, deputies in Cass County arrested 28-year-old Eduardo Salinas Landero of Des Moines on a district court warrant for failure to appear. Salinas Landero was brought to the Cass County Jail and released the next day on a $1,000 bond. And on February 13th, Cass County deputies arrested 39-year-old Matthew Robert Prawl of Anita on a district court warrant for a probation violation. Prawl remained held in the Cass County Jail on Thursday on $25,000 bond. A call to police in Council Bluffs at around 1:35 a.m. Thursday about shots being fired resulted in the arrest of a 16-year-old male. Bluffs police report the citizen who called said they thought they heard between 6 and 10 gunshots in the 3000 block of Avenue M. Officers quickly responded and found three male subjects walking near the area of North 29th and L Avenue. When the suspects were searched, the 16-year-old was found to have been carrying a .22 caliber handgun in his backpack. The teen was arrested and placed into the care of the Southwest Iowa Juvenile Detention Center. A search of the area for shell casings and damage yielded no results. An SUV that had been reported stolen Thursday morning from Red Oak was recovered a few hours later at the Red Oak High School. Red Oak police say the vehicle was actually not stolen as first thought. It had been parked at the high school, in fact, for a couple of days. Police think the vehicle was misplaced due to alleged mechanical reasons. And with the confusion among family members, not everyone was made aware of the situation. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office yesterday said 39-year-old Tyler Jeffrey Jennings of Red Oak turned himself into the Sheriff's Office on Thursday. Jennings was wanted on a Montgomery County bench warrant for violation of probation. His bond was set at $10,000. In other news, Governor Kim Reynolds yesterday ordered all state flags in Iowa to be lowered at half-staff, effective immediately and until sunset on Monday, February 19th, and that is to honor the murdered and injured in Wednesday's tragedy at the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. The governor's order is issued in conjunction with President Trump's order to lower all U.S. flags to half-staff for the same length of time. Flags will be at half-staff on the state capitol building and on flag displays in the capitol complex in Des Moines. They'll also be at half-staff in all public buildings, grounds, and facilities throughout the state. Individuals, businesses, schools, municipalities, counties, and other government subdivisions are encouraged to fly the flag at half-staff for the same length of time as a sign of respect. Iowa Senator Joni Ernst says the school shooting in Florida is a tragedy, and especially since the FBI had received reports of alleged threats by the shooter that were not shared with the officials.
Well, it is concerning because the signs were there. The signs were there, and they were not acted upon.
The shooting has again prompted some to call for stricter gun control, but Ernst, a Republican from Red Oak, says the gun laws are not the issue, as she says we do have meaningful gun control laws in place already.
I am a supporter of the Second Amendment, and the Second Amendment ensures that law-abiding citizens have the ability to defend themselves. If you go back and you look, there were signs out there that this young man was disturbed. And again, my push has always been focusing on mental illness. That is the root cause of the issue.
Ernst says when she meets with law enforcement officers, she doesn't hear them calling for more gun laws.
What they say is there is rampant issues surrounding mental illness, that's where the focus should be. That's what my law enforcement officials are telling me.
Ernst says the focus needs to be on substance abuse and mental illness, and the federal government needs community partners.
This should be handled at local, state, and the federal level by working to ensure our communities have exactly what they need to combat substance abuse and mental illness.
She made her comments during a weekly conference call Thursday with reporters. A Northwest Iowa legislator says about 15% of Iowa school districts do not have plans for dealing with an active shooter situation.
That really surprised me.
That's Senator Jim Carlin of Sioux City, who wants that to change. Carlin sponsored a bill last year in the House where he was a state representative that would have required Iowa schools to establish security plans, but it didn't get a hearing.
There was some reluctance to add another mandate on schools. But the concern I had, and I think it's a valid concern, is rural schools in particular do not have law enforcement assets within minutes of the locations of schools. I also found out through some inquiry that not all of our schools have a protocol for active shooters.
Carlin is now a state senator, and he says he saw all sorts of red flags when he heard about Wednesday's mass shooting at a Florida school.
I think we're now in a day where we can't ignore those red flags, and we have to prepare for those situations in a more concrete way.
Some Iowa schools have installed systems so a building or even portions of a facility may be locked down in seconds. Carlin says not every school district has that kind of money, though. His bill merely calls for school officials to give some thought on how they could respond if a shooting starts at their school.
You want them to coordinate a real plan and not just have something that gets thrown in the books and forgotten about. You want them to have a plan with law enforcement and maybe practice it, because when you're confronted with a situation like this, if you don't have a plan, you know, terrible things are going to happen.
Carlin says the Iowa Department of Education already has materials that can help districts who lack a plan to develop one. On the same day as a mass shooting in South Florida took 17 lives and left many injured, a note threatening a shooting was found at a school in northwest Iowa. Administrators at Lamar's High School called police Wednesday afternoon after finding the note threatening violence. Lamar's Police Chief Kevin Vandevecht said that officers responded immediately.
The outcome of that investigation found that a student here at the high school had left the note with a potential threat to harm others. It was found that at no time was any student, anybody in the school, wasn't in of any danger of any sort.
And the situation, he says, was resolved in a little over an hour.
We were able to narrow down a potential suspect that had left a note and ultimately get a confession from that individual to reassure the public that the school was safe. None of the kids were in any harm of whatsoever.
A 14-year-old student was taken into custody. The chief praised school administrators for taking quick and appropriate action.
Security measures are in place in Lamar schools, and that the school immediately followed those procedures. They went into a lockout mode, which means nobody in the school, nobody outside the school.
The incident took place around 1 p.m. Wednesday, and the chief says the timing was very coincidental.
Luckily, we were about to begin a training session at the police station, and I had 14 officers standing there, and I sent them to the high school. And they did secure the perimeter, and nobody came in, nobody came out. That's the objective of a lockout. And if there is a threat inside, officers are outside and they can enter immediately.
The chief says precautions were also taken around the community.
And we sent a uniformed officer to each school in Lamar's. They also went into a lockout. That officer did go to that school and did do a walkthrough of that school. As we do every day, a uniformed officer walks every school in Lamar's, and that's simply what we did again. We just walked the halls and we chatted with individuals and we reassured individuals.
The unnamed male student was transported to the Lamar's Police Department. He was later transferred to a juvenile detention center in Cherokee and is charged with a threat of terrorism, which is a Class D felony. Classes resumed as normal on Thursday. The news was brought to you this morning by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments, at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.